The battle for the ballot. Listen carefully. The battle for the ballot. Now, the ballot or the bullet was a speech that Malcolm X gave in like April of 1964, about 57 years ago, where he advised us, Black people, to judiciously exercise our right to vote. Now, why judiciously? It's because he wanted us to think about it, be strategic with our vote, and learn how the voting game went or goes. Now, according to the U.S. Constitution, voting is a right and a privilege. And see, because it's a privilege as well as a right, that means it can be taken away, it can be manipulated, it can be tricked out of it. And so he wanted to make sure that we understood how the game works. Now, over this last 50 years plus, Black people as a whole, we've learned how that game goes. I'll show you what I mean. In two elections, presidential elections, we, meaning Black folks, were the margin of victory in two presidential elections with Barack Obama. What does it mean to be the margin of victory? It means that if you take the Black folks out of it, that side would lose. Now, here's what you got to understand. White folks never told us and won't tell us, and most white folks really don't know this. In the two Barack Obama elections for president, more white people voted for his opponents than voted for him. That's right. White folks, most of them, try to take credit and say they helped elect him. The majority of white voters voted against Barack Obama. But he won anyway, because primarily because of us. We were the margin of victory. Now, there is a battle going on for the ballot, because in the last election, presidential election, 2020, we were again the margin of victory. You see, we slacked off in 2016, and there was an idiot and a racist who got elected. What did I tell you? If you subtract the Black vote, one side, the side we would vote for, loses. So we came back strong in 2020, and we defeated that Republican that got it voted, that was a Republican. In fact, we flipped the script. We flipped the Senate in such a way that we actually, that the Democrats actually control the Senate. Now, what does that mean? It means that the Republicans went immediately to work to change that. I'll show you how they did this, and it's important you understand. On the state level, Republican state lawmakers all across the country proposed laws that would limit access to voting. In fact, over 250 new laws have been proposed in 43 states to limit mail-in voting, early in-person voting, and election day voting in certain circumstances. What they're doing now is they're going back and saying, well, we don't want to have to do that again. We don't ever want to have to certify a Democratic victory. So let's change the rules. See, we know how this game goes. When we get the game, they change the rules. That's exactly what's going on right now. They said, let's get rid of early voting. Let's get rid of Sunday voting. All of that. So we have to understand what's going on. On the other hand, in the Congress, which is federal, the Democrats are pushing these laws or legislation to expand voting access, setting up what is a national battle for the ballot. While the states which are controlled by many, many Republican governors and Republican legislatures. They're setting up laws to keep us from voting, to hurt us when we vote or try to vote. And on the federal level, the Democrats in the House are trying to make sure we keep the effect that we've had to be able to win voting, especially in national elections. Now, we got a 2022 midterm elections coming up. That's what they're working on right now. And if you think it's not important, you need to understand how the voting game works. There's one law that they're trying to pass. It's called HR1. It gets rid of redistricting, gerrymandering, and a lot of the dirty money. Because that's one of the things that really hurt, was you got lots of dirty money being funneled to the Republican candidates. And in some cases, they spend money just to defeat the Democrat, no matter who it is. There's also H.R. 4, which is also called the John Lewis Civil Rights Act. It really puts into place what's called preclearance. It requires approval from the courts before they can move the polling places or purge voting rolls. You see, while we are sleeping or while we're not paying attention, they're going to be trying to purge the voting rolls. That's what Stacey Abrams worked hard on doing because she saw that happening, where without us having anything to say about it, they just take us off the voting rolls. So you might have been, you know, as far as you knew, you were registered to vote, and you go to vote in the 2022 midterm elections. They say, oh, you can't vote. We ain't got your name here nowhere. So there's some things we have to do besides maintaining the vigilance about our registration, and especially for younger people in our household, making sure they know, and the older people. But I want to propose this to you. I want to propose that the money that we get, if you get some of that, quote, stimulus money or rescue money, I say this, take at least $100, put it to the side. Don't spend it. Because as we get closer to the election, there's going to be a need for funds. It's going to be a need for funds for organizations that are dealing with fighting against the voter purges. And there'll be a need for some of our candidates, some of our people who are elected. They're going to need money to run. And they're going to need that $100. It might be $50 over here and $50 over there. But we need to put that money aside while we can, because if we don't, we're going to be set up for a drag back to the past Jim Crow days. Now, I want you to pass this on to others, share with others, and I want you to come back and listen to it again from time to time till you understand this is our life. It's our children's lives. We have to be able to clean up from what that dude did and his people did in the last 4 years. There is a battle going on, a battle for the ballot.